Hello, I'm Anaïs Emery. I'm the director of the Neuchâtel International Fantastic Film Festival in Switzerland. And you are listening to Art or Trash Cinema podcast. Hello, hello.
I spit on your grave. Groovy.
Just take care of the justice, and I'll handle the revenge myself.
Who will win, the living or the living dead?
I had a mad impulse to throw you down on the loose surface and commit interstellar perversion.
Her deadliest weapon is her body.
We'll tear your soul apart.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Art or Trash, Current Cinematic Conundrums. I am your host, Flo, and today we have a very special guest. We are indeed talking to Anaïs Emery. She's the director of the Neuchâtel International Fantastic Film Festival, and she has been the artistic director since 2006. As of this year, she is stepping down, and what better time to have a quick chat about the past years of a fantastic film festival. We've connected to her live in Neuchâtel, so excuse the sound quality for bits of this. Obviously, the festival isn't actually physically happening. It is happening with a great online selection. So that's what we talked about. And without further ado, the interview with Anaïs Emery.
Soy Miguel Llanso, y welcome to Art or Trash.
Hier ist Heiko Mus, Regisseur vom Projekt Fleisch, Debilitas und Projekt Teresa. Und ihr hört den Art or Trash Cinema Podcast.
Hallo, 영화 악인전, The Gangster, The Cop and The Devil, 감독 이원태입니다. You are listening to the Art Trash Cinema Podcast.
Art of Trash Cinema Podcast を聞いている皆さん、I am Takashi Miike です。Japanese Director です。お酒の映画も大好きです。
Thank you very much. You are perfect.
But he said that I like alcohol and.
This is the Art or Trash Cinema Podcast. We are here with Anaïs Emery, directress of the Neuchâtel International Fantastic Film Festival. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Hello, I'm glad that you're interested in our edition without number, say.
Of course. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. You have co-founded the film festival and have been its artistic director since 2006. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct.
All right. In the course of your work in connection with the NIF, you have basically established a mecca for Swiss genre film fans. And we want to take this opportunity to thank you for all the efforts in this regards, being massive genre film fans ourselves.
Hey, thank you. I'm really happy that I got the occasion to develop the festival in that way. Obviously, it's a teamwork, and it also needs the follow-up from an audience. So I think it's NIF is a beautiful story because we found ourselves in between the directors that liked the ambience in Switzerland and so on, and the festival, but also the audience that really followed up the NIF in its evolution, and the team that hanged on. And so that's a common story, I think.
Great. If you had to describe the NIF for somebody who has never attended the festival, which specific key moments or recollections would you use to describe the festival to this person?
Very interesting. I think NIF is a festival. First, it's a summer festival, which put it in a very special mindset. It's really open to the outside and really the meeting, the discussion. And I also think that NIF is the place where we think of the definition of fantastic, trying to be inside of the definition, but also to break it sometimes. And I think that's what's make NIF special. Mm-hmm. I also think that NIF is a film festival, but we also really looked into all the connected other arts, and that's also very interesting for the audience to come and discover some works in VR, also to see the links between cinema and literature, cinema and music. And I think also that's one of NIF speciality.
So you've accompanied the festival through various key points in its development. We were wondering if there are any specific films that stuck with you over the years, and if so, why did they stick with you?
It's a very difficult question.
I know.
Because I watch a lot of films. But more than film, maybe what we can say and also can be interesting about NIF is that we produce each year very large special programs. And those special programs, they look into the history of fantastic or the actuality of fantastic. And this also stays with us for a very long time. We've been into, the history of gore cinema. We've been into the history of South Korean cinema. And those programs, they bring guests, they bring discussions, they bring also us to discover new cinematographies, and that really stays. And I think it also stayed within the audience because they could discover some obscure or unknown aspect of the history of fantastic films. And I think that's what's also one of the points that made the job really interesting all those years long.
Very nice. So you mentioned guests. In all the years that you've been working for the festival, you've had many international guests visit Neuchâtel. Is there a specific director or actor whom you would have personally liked as a NIF guest, but for some reason it didn't work or it didn't happen? Just in terms of like a personal wish that you had.
There is so many. No, really, there are so many people we wanted to invite, from really big names and to smaller one. But I think it's really part of the festival that we want to bring talents to and put them in contact with the audience. I maybe can say that it's a sad thing that now the creative minds from the 60s and the 70s, they are beginning to, disease.
True, yeah.
And of course, people like Wes Craven, that we never could invite or so on, that are really testimony of an era. This is a pity. So more than the frustration to not get answer or not bringing someone, it's a pity, as you know, because I think it's also part of our job, of our duty to record or to have documents of those people, their experience, especially now that we see that the digital world is, the revolution is finished and we really moved on those new era. The urge to have those testimonies from another historical moment, which was totally different, it's really important. So definitely. First of all, we have, George Romero, Joe Dante, people from the 70s and the beginning of the 80s. They were really important for us to meet and, you know, to document their experience. And ultimately, we know it's people from the 80s. And so it's always frustrating when you have a big name or a big source of inspiration that goes away and you don't have the occasion to meet and discuss and document.
Of course, yeah, I can imagine. So we have a more podcast-specific question. In our show, we basically try to make an alcoholic drink recommendation. So it's meant as a drink to pair with the movies that we talk about.
Okay.
And if you were to make a recommendation for a drink to this year's special online edition of the NIF, what would it be?
It would be a cocktail because... I think this online edition is really diversified in its proposition. And I think it would be great to have, you know, those classic cocktails that are reinvented with some alcohol or taste from Asia. Or, you know, the mojito with coriander, for example.
Nice.
It would be a mix. Right. Something fresh, definitely.
So like a fusion cocktail, something.
Exactly. Okay.
Very interesting, yeah. So we have a couple of short A or B questions.
Okay.
Basically where you can state either the first or the second as your preferred answer. Right? Bud Spencer or Clint Eastwood? Clint Eastwood, B. Right.
Sorry for being mainstream.
No worries. The Thing or Halloween?
A.
Right. That's the correct answer, by the way. Roger Moore or Sean Connery?
B.
All right. Samurai or Yakuza?
B,
all right. Dario Argento or Lucio Fulci?
A B.
Okay, that was quick. Alien or Predator?
A.
Okay. Suspense or gore?
A.
A, okay. And then lastly, art or trash?
Hey.
Okay.
But art can be trash.
True. Yeah, I think that's already it.
Have a great day. Thank you for the interview. That was nice. Thank you for your interest in the NIF.
No, definitely. Definitely. And, thank you for your time.
No problem.
Great. Have a successful rest of the festival.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.